Penod 6. Mynd ar-lein am lai. Croeso i bodlediad Bod yn Fos arna ti dy hun, canllawr entrepreneur ifanc i gychwyn busnes. Pynnau dy fod i'n meddwl am gychwyn busnes am y tro cynta, neu fod gen ti syniad ti eisiau ddatblygu, mae'r podlediad yma i chdi. Mari dwi a fyddai'n dy arwain di drwy'r gyfres 15 rhan yma, fydd yn dy gadw di ar y trywydd iawn ac yn dy helpu di i ddeall a meddwl am yr heriau sy'n codi wrth gychwyn busnes. Rhan o wasanaeth Busnes Cymru y Llywodraeth ydy Syniadau Mawr Cymru, a'i nod ydy codi dyheuad a chefnogi entrepreneuriaid ifanc i gyrraedd eu hychelgais mewn busnes. Mae Busnes Cymru, sy'n cael ei ariannu'n rhannol gan Gronfa Datblygu Rhanbarthol Ewrop, yn cefnogi pobl ifanc drwy ddarparu adnoddau ar-lein, gweithdai sgiliau busnes a sesiynau un i un efo cynghorydd er mwyn troi syniadau'n reality. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru. Neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales. Croeso i benod 6 o bodlediad Bod yn Fos arna ti dy hun. Tro yma fyddwn ni'n sbio ar sut i gael dy fusnes di ar-lein, o gychwyn gwefan i top tips ac offer sydd ar gael. Ond gyntaf, be am gael recap bach? Ym mhennod 5, wnaethon ni drafod sut i fynd ati i greu brand sy'n gwneud i dy fusnes di sefyll allan. A nes i bwysleisio mae dyma fydd yn gwerthu delwedd dy gwmni di i dy gwsmeriau di. Cofia bod bob dim yn cysylltu efo'i gilydd, o dy wefan di, i'r cyfryngau cymdeithasol, i'r math o iaith ac arddull ti'n defnyddio i gyfathrebu efo dy gwsmeriaid. Y cam nesaf ydy mynd ar-lein, fel arfer drwy greu gwefan. Felly be am gymryd golwg ar y pethau ti angen ystyried a pam bod hi mor bwysig bod ar-lein. Mae gwefan yn ffordd gret i chdi ddeud wrth bobl pwy wyt ti, be ti'n gynnig a deud wrthyn nhw sut i gysylltu fo chdi. Meddylia am wefan fel profil i dy fusnes. Mae yna wahanol fathau o wefannau ar gael a fydd y math o wefan ti'n ei dewis yn dibynnu ar pa fath o fusnes ti'n redeg. Er enghraifft, os ti'n bwriadu gwerthu ar-lein, fyddi di angen gwefan e-fasnach sy'n dy alluogi di i dderbyn taliadau ar-lein yn saff. Mi fetiau bod chdi'n meddwl, wel, synwyr cyffredin di hynna. Da ni gyd i arfer defnyddio gwefannau ar y we erbyn rŵan. Ond wyt ti di meddwl sut ti am fynd ati i greu dy wefan? A be ti angen cyn cychwyn arni? Wel, y pethau cyntaf ti angen ei gwneud ydy cofrestru enw parth, domain name. Dod o hyd i gwmni gwel y tua, web hosting, ac adeiladu dy wefan. Os wnei di sbio o gwmpas, wnei di weld fod yna lot o blatfformau sy'n cynnig y tri gwasanaeth yma mewn un lle am bris rhesymol. Yn gyntaf, gad i ni drafod enw parth. Yn union fel enw dy fusnes di, triai gadw fo'n fyr ac yn hawdd i'w gofio. Mae wastad yn syniad da hefyd ystyried mwy nag un, er enghraifft .com, .co.uk a .wales. Mae pris enw a parth yn amrywio, ond mae yna rai sy'n costio cyn lleiad a pint neu ddwy o flwyddyn, felly fyddi di'n bendant y medru cadw o fewn budget. Mae yna lot o opsiynau gwahanol ar gael, felly cymra olwg ar rai ohonyn nhw. Rwan, pan da ni sôn am adeiladu gwefan, mae yna dri opsiwn ar gael i chdi, a mae fyny i chdi'n llwyr pa opsiwn ti'n ddewis. Yn gyntaf, adeiladu gwefan dy hun o scratch, opsiwn gret os di'r sgiliau gen ti. Yn ail, defnyddio templed DIY o blatfformau fel Wix, WordPress neu GoDaddy, cymra olwg ar y platfformau yma, a car efo'r un sy'n gweithio orau i chdi. Ac yn drydydd, gofyn i rywun adeiladu'n i chdi. Ella bod hyn yn swnio fel opsiwn ddrud, a dwi'n gwybod ein bod ni'n sôn am drio aros o fewn budget, ond dyma'r cyfle perffaith i drio swopio sgiliau a safio pres. Mae'r gost o greu gwefan yn amrywio, ond os ti'n gobeithio aros o fewn budget, fel arfer, templedu DIY ydy'r ffordd ymlaen. Maen nhw'n rhad ac yn hawdd i'w defnyddio. Ond, dy ddewis di ydio, a mae'n rhaid i chdi ddewis yr opsiwn sy'n gweithio orau i chdi. Mae'r rhan fwyaf yn ni ar y cyfryngau cymdeithasol bob dydd, felly dwi'n siŵr dy fod di'n fwy na chyfarwydd efo sut mae Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn a Snapchat yn gweithio, ond tria feddwl sut allan o weithio i dy fusnes di. Mae yna fwy a mwy o fusnesau'n defnyddio'r cyfryngau cymdeithasol bob blwyddyn, a mae'n ffordd gret o wneud yn siŵr fod pobl yn gwybod amdanach chdi. Mae'n annog pobl i rannu sylwadau, rannu'r hyn ti'n bostio a rannu dy luniau a dy fideos di hefyd. Mi ddylai bod yn weledol ar y cyfryngau cymdeithasol fod yn rhan allweddol o dy strategaeth farchnata di. A beth sy'n ei golli? Mae'n rhad ac am ddim. Mae hyn yn golygu dy fod i'n cyrraedd dy gynulleidfa heb chwalu dy fudget. Meddylia am pa sianeli mae dy gynulleidfa darged di'n ei defnyddio, a lle mae'r busnes yn debygol o gael y sylw mwyaf. Fydd meddwl am hyn yn gwneud yn siŵr dy fod i'n dewis y cyfrwng mwyaf addas ar dy gyfer di ac ar gyfer dy busnes. Os na ti'n gwybod yr ateb i'r cwestiynau yma, mae'n werth gwneud gwaith ymchwil achos mae'r wybodaeth yma am fod yn lot o help. Wyt ti rioed i meddwl sut mae dod i dop rhestr chwilio Google? Wel, drwy wneud be maen nhw'n alw'n optimeiddio peiriannau chwilio, neu yn Saesneg SEO, Search Engine Optimization. Be mae hyn yn olygu ydy dy fod i'n defnyddio geiriau ac ymadroddion penodol ar dy wefan er mwyn gwneud yn siŵr fod dy wefan di dod fyny pan mae rhywun yn chwilio am gynnyrch neu wasanaeth fel yr rhai ti'n gynnig. Mae bod ar dop rhestr chwilio Google yn ffordd heb ei ail o wneud yn siŵr fod pobl yn dod ar dy drawstu ar-lein. A mae yna lot o gyngor ar gael am SEO. Unwaith y byddi di dysgu'r basics, allu di gario ymlaen i wneud y mwyaf o dy wefan drwy ychwanegu cynnwys perthnasol. Pai byth a gadael i dy wefan di fynd yn stêl. Gna'n siŵr dy fod i ar flaen y gad bob amser drwy adolygu, newid a diweddaru'r cynnwys drwy'r amser. Ges i gyfle i siarad efo Austin Walters o Walters & Co ynglyn â phresenoldeb y cwmni ar-lein. Austin, hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
Now tell us a bit about yourself and your business to start with.
Okay. I invest in distressed businesses. So I got into that some time ago after having an idea one day about bringing my expertise into businesses where they couldn't potentially afford to bring in consultants and so on. I slightly changed that business model when I realised, when I brought my marketing expertise into a business, they often had other issues in the business, financial issues and so on, and I didn't have any control over that aspect of the business. So what I then did is I pivoted the business idea into acquiring wholly those distressed businesses and using my experience to turn the businesses around and then sell them on.
And how did you find that there was a real need for this?
Usually because the companies that were in distress, they would think that the solution was get more sales. And so I'd had a number of people approach me over the years to assist them in their business to get more sales through marketing. And often you'll recognise that if you increase the amount of sales in a distressed company, you just make them more distressed.
You're not solving the problem.
You're not solving the problem. No, you're just you're giving them more things to juggle.
It sounds very complicated.
it probably does from the outside, but podcasting sounds complicated from the outside. But when it's something that you've done for a long time and you've had experience in setting up businesses and selling businesses and so on, it just becomes something that you do.
Yeah. And how important would you say having a strong online presence is for
It's critical today, absolutely critical today, because you know, if anybody now thinks about doing business with a company, one of the first things that they'll do is go and do a Google search. They'll do their due diligence. If you don't find a presence online, you instantly think, is there a real business? So having a good, strong presence online now is absolutely critical.
And what personally have been your biggest challenges to date?
In terms of?
Of starting your own business and running it and evolving, as you said, you have to
I mean, to be honest, in the early days, when I would start businesses from scratch, the biggest challenge you'd have is trying to wear so many hats. You know, when I speak to a lot of businesses now and I'm giving them marketing, online marketing advice, their response usually is, that sounds fantastic, but where have I got the time to do that as well as run my business? So it's usually the challenge for a lot of people is how can they wear so many hats where they're the salesperson, the finance person, the marketing person, the HR person and so on.
But you could argue that marketing, is it easier these days with so many social platforms? Or
yeah, much easier these days. If I consider my first ever business, when I was 14, I was breeding and selling gerbils. The only way that I could get sales was through going out knocking doors, which were pet shops at the time. And that led me on to something completely different, buying and selling CB radio. So that was my version of the internet when I was younger. There was no internet to set up pretty much overnight. Now anybody could go online, create a website, create a social media presence, and they can be in business by tonight, tomorrow morning.
Mm.
You know, back then it was leaflets, newspaper magazines, yellow pages, that kind of stuff, which took time and money. But it's much, much easier now.
Yeah, and we've all got our devices and they're constantly in our hands. So it doesn't necessarily, if it's something you're passionate about, you can be constantly updating or marketing your product
Anywhere, anytime. Well, I was out in reception now. I was online looking at a few things on Twitter and retweeting and posting some things on LinkedIn just in the downtime while I was waiting to come in. So you can be marketing constantly.
Yeah. Did you always know you wanted to run your own business? It sounds like if you were selling journals
when
you were
14. I don't know.
Is it just in you?
It was, yeah. Because lots of people, you'll speak to people and they say, find out what your why is and go back to why do you do all these things. And I think for some people, you're just born an entrepreneur. It's in you and there's no going back to what that spark was. There might be that initial moment that you decided to take the leap, but I think it was in me from the very beginning. Because if I think back to before I was 14 with my first business, one of the things I always liked to do is when my parents went out is I would get the dining room table and arrange it as an office desk and pretend that I was in an office. And so it was in me from a very early age.
That's interesting. Do you now enjoy helping other people?
I get great pleasure from helping others now. If I think back to, again, when I was younger, setting up those businesses, there was support out, but it was very, very limited in comparison to what's around there now. So, the knowledge that I've gained over the years from running the businesses, I just love passing that information on to others and seeing them succeed.
Mm. If you have to try and condense it to a couple of main points of advice to someone who's listening to this now thinking, I really want to start my own business.
Yeah.
I know we haven't got all the time to share all you've learned across the years, but what would you tell them now?
Just to go for it. There's very limited risk today in terms of starting up a business, as long as you don't immediately go and get a loan. but to go for it, stop planning and thinking about it and just go for it. The mindset would be just to wake up tomorrow morning and decide I'm in business and go for it and then start your journey as an entrepreneur. And get support from other people around you. Learn from others. You don't need to do things and learn along the way and make those mistakes. That will happen, but there's a lot of shortcuts that you can take because other people have already done the things that you're thinking of doing, and you can get the advice from them to get that level of success much, much quicker.
Hmm. I think a lot of people fear that it's a weakness to show they're not sure how something works or that they don't know what they're doing, but I think it actually shows a strength if you're willing to say, can someone help me here?
Absolutely. And there's so many people around that are willing to help. And it's all about collaboration as well, because it's not just the help that you get on that particular topic or issue, it's what else that other person can bring to the table in terms of connections, in terms of other knowledge or even ideas. So, I think asking for help is probably not something you should think about doing. It should be part of your plan is to get a mentor, to get, at least associate yourself with an organisation that can help and support you from day one.
Mm, definitely. What's the best thing about working for yourself and what's the worst thing?
I think the best thing is that you've got complete control over your time. The worst thing is that you've got complete control over your time. In so much as you haven't got to ask anybody if you can take time off. You can just take time off and then make that time up later on. But at the same time, it also can make it more difficult if you decide to leave things a little bit, and then you end up with deadlines or things that you've got to hit. And then you've got a lot of pressure one day or one evening to get something done by the next day. But it is flexibility. It is the ability to make your own decisions, to manage your own time. That is a real big benefit of business. And ultimately, the buck stops with you. So anything you do achieve, it's down to you.
Someone might be listening thinking, I have no idea where to start with an online presence. So what advice have you got for them?
Well, there's a fantastic free resource available to everybody. It's called YouTube. And there's some great videos on there on how to set up your Facebook business page, how to set up an Instagram account, how to get started on LinkedIn. There's even some great videos on how to create a website. So there's a free platform known as WordPress. That's a fantastic platform to get started on. You can get free hosting for WordPress. There's lots of templates that you can follow to get your website up and running. The main thing to remember is that nobody's going to judge you to start with on the quality of your website. It's a presence that they're looking for, and if it's not absolutely sparkling and looks like it's been made by a multi-million pound marketing agency, nobody's going to criticize you for it, as long as the information that exists on the website is relevant to the visitor. I don't know how many times that I've acquired websites over the years that look terrible but perform incredibly well. Because it's not about how they look, it's about they just hit the mark with regards to what the visitor is looking for. So YouTube is a great starting point for learning these things. And there's no better way to learn than to do, and that's just to give it a go. You know, the time of people criticizing anybody on social media for just the way that they're using it rather than what they're saying, which a lot of people fear. If I'm not using it right, people are going to complain. Mm. We don't do that anymore. But, you know, that time has moved on. And so just go for it. Just make a start. It's the fear of starting is usually the problem. Once you get started, you realise that it wasn't as big a deal as you thought.
No, very sound advice. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Absolute pleasure.
Un peth arall i'w gofio ydy bod e-bostio yn ffordd gret o farchnata, a dydy hyn ddim yn costio ceiniog. Elli di gadw mewn cysylltiad efo cwsmeriaid drwy anfon newyddlen yn rheolaidd neu jyst anfon pwt bach atyn nhw o dro i dro, ond mae'n bwysig dyfod i'n dilyn canllawiau GDPR ar farchnata uniongyrchol. Rwan dyfod ti'n gwybod sut i fynd ar-lein, ceri ffeindio dy barth ac adeiladau dy wefan. Ond paid ag anghofio gwrando ar benod 7 sy'n canolbwyntio ar sut i gael y gefnogaeth busnes ora. A fyddwn ni'n sôn hefyd am yr ochr ariannol, ochr sy'n codi ofn ar lot dwi'n gwybod. Ond os gen ti gwestiwn a pellach, please cysyllta fo ni. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru. Neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales. Hwyl am tro!